Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. WWE SmackDown Live is tonight at FedEx Forum. Samoa Joe will be there, but he's here now. What's going on, man?
Gentlemen, how are y'all doing?
You look nice.
I try.
Man, you are a smooth
dude. Tell us about the suit.
Tell us about the suit?
Yeah.
Custom made from head to toe, brother.
Really?
What do you need to know?
Are you a sartorialist?
No, I am not.
You look like one. You could have fooled me.
Well, hey, listen, we all have our hitches here and there.
Yeah. Well, you're looking good, man. All right, so last month ESPN asked the question, is 2018 the year of Samoa Joe? What would you say to that question, Samoa
Feels
Joe?
Like it. The answer is yes, absolutely. 2018 is the year of Samoa Joe. I mean, you know, we're just getting the engines revving. I mean, you know, obviously we would have liked last year to be my year, but a couple injuries kind of sidelined things, but this year we're healthy, we're feeling good, and coming back strong.
Yeah, frankly, your career is one that is it's pretty unique in the world of wrestling, right? So, I mean, you're the epitome of grinder. You know, you worked two decades before you got to the WWE.
You made them want you, right?
That is the point. Yeah, that's what you want. It's tough to do. It's really tough to do, especially in this modern age. But yeah, I managed to get them to call up and bring me into the fold. So it's been pretty good business relationships. So
what was that meeting like, just out of curiosity? I mean, how fulfilling for you? I mean, that's obviously the goal. You get the call. And what did that meeting feel like?
Yeah, really surreal and unusual, simply because like the original terms of me coming in, just trying to help build the NXT brand into the touring brand that it is today. And yeah, man, it was wild, you know. But then after having the meeting, felt really good, felt like a natural fit. Most of, you know, kind of my former coworkers had kind of graduated to the office along WWE, so I had a pretty good realm of support coming in, so it was a nice experience.
We were talking about, obviously, you're in other promotions, and you're successful, right? It's not like you were just, you know, doing nothing, but is the goal always WWE? I'm just curious as to your mindset.
I mean, for me, the goal was just to stay, you know, busy, relevant in the industry, and to be out there on a national stage, and I think WWE was always something in the back of my head, but if it didn't happen, I mean, I was pretty satisfied with the career that I put together so far.
Yeah.
So right now, being in WWE, I'm kind of feel like I'm in the bonus, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You talked about fits. You seem like you'd fit anything, like you'd do anything. I'd say you've been a mortgage broker. You seem like you could fit in any avenue, any walk.
I've done a lot. Been a mortgage broker.
How was that?
It was probably the least gratifying job that I had, but we made a lot of money, so I guess that kind of kept me in the...
What other jobs have you had? Everybody has, like, those jobs that shape them at a young age,
yeah,
right? Like,
you know,
I worked at, like, a chicken wing place.
I was a former
security
guard.
Yeah,
right?
I was an underage bouncer. I was...
underage bouncer?
Yeah.
I like
which
that.
Which is always great when you're 17, you're throwing out grown men. you grow up quick. Afternoon radio show host on the weekends.
I can sense it.
A talk show?
Yeah, kind of a wrestling comedy hybrid type of show. So, you know.
Oh, you were doing that before, like the boom of wrestling podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
you
yeah.
were the, because there's like 5 million now.
Yeah, podcasts weren't even a thing yet.
You know, I got you.
Like, did you just use your own name when you did
that? Yeah, I was actually Samoa Joe on there. And we were part of a network called Comedy World at the time, had a lot of comedy talent and stuff. And, you know, we license out to different markets, and you know, we got, it was funny. We had probably the worst spot, which is like the weekend afternoons, but we had a ton of markets because nobody had a really good weekend afternoon show. So it worked
how about
out
that,
real nice.
Man? You have really done everything.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we are of course talking to Samoa Joe in town tonight, WWE SmackDown Live. What is, you mentioned that mortgage broker? That job was the least gratifying. What's the most gratifying thing about being a professional wrestler in the WWE?
You know, honestly, it is, I've talked about this a bit, like, you know, when we get around to travel and just kind of like experiencing, especially just the United States in and of itself, you know, get out to some of these more rural areas, these smaller communities and stuff, and just kind of realizing how varied and different the country is everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny, a lot of cats have real strong opinions about this country, but, you know, I tell people, man, go travel around a little bit, you know, go meet some people and talk to them about their situation. And I think you have a better grasp of things. And I really wish it was something that we as Americans did more in general.
Cool to come to a place like Memphis where you automatically you get here and you feel the love for wrestling and the history.
Yeah, you know, Memphis right? is a wrestling town, man. It is, man. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, it started with the King. You know, he came That's out right. here and he put it down for Memphis, and to come out to these to this town and to be a continuing part of that tradition is really really cool, man. Because you know, cats in Memphis are about it, and
yes, sir. Yeah. How much did your life change, like when you got the call? Like I'm just like, was there like a tangible thing that happened that you felt like, oh my God, like my life is different forever now?
I mean, not a lot. You know, I've been doing this for a bit, but I will say this. I mean, the recognizability factor and stuff like that definitely goes up, especially when we get out the world stage. Because I mean, when we get out there, some of these international shows. I mean, like. You know, it's weird. You know, it's not unusual to be able to walk around American City and be noticed, but to be walking around Prague and Budapest and have cats stop you, it's
right.
really wild.
Humbling.
Yeah. When you unplug and when you get away, what are you doing?
So I have I have an inner sanctum, if you will. Yeah. I won't even call it a man cave because I think it's just
an inner sanctum. Yeah, I mean, that's a very sophisticated name. Yeah. Still. I gotta get one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Get off the man cave game, boys. Get yourself in the sanctum. You know,
I like this.
No woman respects a man cave.
Samoa Joe is right. Samoa Joe is grown and sexy, man. Yeah, like he's on that grown and sexy right now.
Yeah, you know
what's in that thing?
What's in? Oh, we got surround sounded. We got VR. We got TVs everywhere, love. Man. It's like it's like an evil. It's like an evil genius's like lair, man. Like the thing's set up, man. I got technology everywhere. It's great, and I usually lock myself in there for a day just to recover. Then come out and try to live.
How much time do you get to spend in your inner sanctum, though?
Because not enough.
People,
not.
I don't think people understand how grueling no the doubt. Schedule is.
I mean, we're on the road probably 4 to 5 days a week, and you know, we get a couple days home to kind of recharge and try to fit all a week's worth of home life into a couple days. But you know, if you got a good team, you can manage it.
So, are you a sports guy?
Absolutely. I don't think.
Who are your teams?
My team, so you know, diehard LA Lakers fan, always will be.
Okay, you know, LeBron James, the favorite, is now the LA Lakers for LeBron James.
You feel good about it?
Bron trying to get that big market money. You know,
are you gonna get involved in the recruitment? Like, I could see you like a little muscle. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure my agent and LeBron agent, we're the same agency. So you know, I've got my guys.
Oh really? We have a little connection here. A little news.
You know, gonna try to work it out.
So you're a Laker fan? Anybody else?
You know, in football, oddly enough, a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Okay, wow.
Today was a good year. Today.
How did you become a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
So when the Rams left Los Angeles, my family, we were diehard Los Angeles Rams fan. When they left, they messed up our season tickets. It was a big net. It blew up my family. We all went different.
Oh, my goodness.
One brother liked the Chargers. The other one liked the Panthers.
Oh, man.
And I was a big Reggie White fan, and I like Randall Cunningham. So I went with the Eagles, and I've stuck with them ever since.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was a great year for you. It paid off.
Yeah.
So tell me what it was like growing up in your family. Like, what was it like?
So my family, we ran the largest Polynesian dance troupe, you know, probably in the world at the time. And you know, we were always performing. We're always traveling. You know, we worked at Disneyland a lot. I mean, we just
really.
Yeah. So I mean, this kind of road life, something that's
you've been used to.
Yeah, I've been on this road for a while. So you know, I started when I was 5 years old, and there hasn't been a career that I had that I haven't been involved in entertainment in some fashion or another.
What should we expect tonight, brother?
Tonight, SmackDown Live. We're at FedEx, and you know, it's our last show in Memphis for the year. It's our big show leading into Money in the Bank. And, you know, anytime you got that last show before a big pay-per-view and a lot of statements are made, and tonight will be no different.
You look like Money in the Bank, brother.
Looking forward to it. I agree.
I am a handsome, handsome brother.
Appreciate you coming in, man. It's good to catch up. He is Samoa Joe, SmackDown Live tonight at FedEx Forum. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.